You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, any more requests for your rider?
Sparkling water that's gone flat, room temp.
Can I have a pep talk before I go on stage?
We get a rider, maybe chips.
I'd like to request a music industry ecosystem that uplifts the whole community.
It's Industry Rider on 95BFM, a New Zealand Music Month special with Stella Huggins and guests.
Kia ora, I'm Matthew Crawley. Today I'm wearing my Strange News touring hat, and that means I am a promoter. I put on gigs, I bring bands to New Zealand, and have put on countless local gigs as well. I've run venues from Golden Dawn to booking other venues like Whammy Once Upon a Time and Cassette Once Upon a Time, and some of the infrastructures and frameworks that are existing to kind of bolster and help that industry are, of course, and I'm not just saying it because I'm here, 95BFM is eternally helpful. You know, if you ask bands touring from around the world about their radio world, you know, they're not even allowed to say they're playing a gig that night. I think we have a uniquely community focused radio station here, and very, very grateful for it. And the likes of Under the Radar, who are there to sell tickets and write stories about things they're advertising, but also have a huge heart beating at the centre of it. You know, Chris Cudby, who's the editor of Under the Radar, writes really passionately and creatively and never sort of regurgitates or writes lazily about things. And so we're very, very fortunate to have those two in particular. There are others as well, websites like 13th Floor and elsewhere.co.nz, and you know, people do sort of try. I know that, like, intermittently the newspapers will have their supplement, will try and include more about local music or whatever, but in terms of dedicated framework, I mean, we couldn't really live without BFM or Under the Radar. One of the things that is super important to me in terms of not just international acts, but also putting a local show together, a lineup is so crucial to me. It's joyless if I have a show that doesn't have some element of uplifting a local artist in some way and providing them with an opportunity, but also hopefully kind of shoulder tapping them and saying, I think you're ready for this next bit. And so how I go about it is I think about which bands I love or which artists I love and ask them nicely if they would like to play. And because of my weird long history of 20 years of booking bands as a weird job I made up, it's usually quite informal, I have to say. I mean, we have some really wonderful booking agents here. You know, Banished, I work with putting shows on, is also a booking agency. Village Sounds, there's actually quite a few. In some ways, my advice with this and anything else is really just to ask and not to be afraid to ask for things, because you never know, people might say yes to you. Crazy idea. I've been around long enough to know that more often than not, an international artist will pat a support act on the shoulder and go, oh, that's great. And you never know if they mean it, or, you know, quite often they're out having dinner and they're not even at the show. So there's a huge bulk of those things. It's like the fantasy that you will play a show supporting your favourite band and they will take you on tour is sort of mostly a fantasy. But there have been bands like the Brunettes played support for the Shins, and the guy who runs Sub Pop happened to be on holiday in New Zealand watching the Shins and saw the Brunettes, and then literally within sort of 24 hours it was confirmed they were going to be traveling all across America with them. And bands like the Beths have had a real kind of moment in that sense. Like, you know, they played with Death Cab for Cutie, and now Death Cab for Cutie is obsessed with them and take them everywhere they go, and put, you know, they're on their tribute album, and Someone Whispered to Someone and The National took them on tour. And those are crazy stories, really. I remember driving in 2008. I was in Europe on holiday and I had added a month to my holiday and drove Lawrence Arabia around while they supported Feist all across Europe, and that was just wild. It was amazing. And it does, you know, it does trickle down. If they get to play overseas, they do get fans that hopefully stick around. Princess Chelsea's playing. She's not even playing support for anyone these days. She's just owning it. You know, and then there are other times when it's really just an encouragement to an artist. Most recently, Wednesday, the band Wednesday were here, and when they played at Meow in Wellington, I was very excited to have Fesh join the lineup, who like is a band that I have been obsessed with since the moment I heard them. So Fesh played and they came backstage after their set, and the band, the Wednesday guys, were all like, you know, leapt on them and were like, that was incredible, that was so good, you know, of all our time touring, like that was the best show, best support band we've had, like that ruled. And what more could you ask for as an encouragement as a band to have like that validation for your favorite band to say to you, you rule. One time my old band played support for Eagles of Death Metal, and as I was coming off stage, the guy Jesse like grabbed me by the arm, was like, that was incredible, man, that was amazing, you guys fucking rule, we're gonna take you on tour, you gotta come on tour with us. And I was like, oh my god, it's happening, the thing that I thought of was happening. And we hung out with them afterwards, and like they were so nice and so excitable, and but you know, realistically they were probably just on cocaine because we never heard from them again.
Look, it happens sometimes. So it happens. Good, good to have that one time.
That's right. You know, one thing, obviously, you know, we've all been watching the news and seeing like, oh, the media shut down, media going away, etc., media very bad. And then people kind of like lamenting the old days when you had more support. But really the community itself is sort of self-feeding. Like it does, that's the other thing to acknowledge, is that people are the great broadcasters, you know, like we the people are still one of our greatest own supports. Also, it is not the case that people aren't talking and writing about music. You know, there are people passionately writing about music. Martin Pepperell, you know, has a newsletter that he sends out. He writes about in depth about local music. You have, like I said, the likes of Marty Duda and Graham Reed writing about music. And you have some of these kind of newer things. Radio New Zealand, I should also mention, Music 101 and Tony Stamp and others, extraordinary help to local music and getting the word out. There are some great new initiatives that don't require like thousands and thousands of dollars to like print a magazine, that people are getting excited about talking about music. So I do take heart. I'm not one of the doom and gloom brigade. I do think sometimes the internet is horrible, but also it's very useful.
That was Industry Rider on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.